Good evening. I'm Trake Anubis, and a friend of mine recently moved into a new place, and he wanted to do some type of call management. He initially only wanted to forward calls to his cell phone, which there's a star code for that. It's like star something or other. But then he asked for it to be done automatically based on time, and then only for certain phone numbers, and then this and that. And he ended up wanting to do a whole bunch of cool stuff. And my first thought was just to use asterisk. But he's not exactly the kind of person that I would be expecting editing dial plans. I want him to be able to manage it easily and be able to operate his own, essentially, PBX. So what we ended up doing is I sold him an FXO card I had laying around and some cheap SIP phones because he needed some equipment they didn't have and we didn't want to wait for it to come in the mail. And I set up a system that runs on Trixbox, which is a user-friendly PBX solution that's based on Asterisk. And it's more or less just Asterisk with this pretty web interface and a couple small tweaks, but it's more or less Asterisk. And whenever you make a change in the web interface, it regenerates all the comp files and like re-kicks the machine. It works nice, actually. Yeah, it was very easy to set up. We just put the CD in this old computer of his. It booted off the disk, and then it was just, you know, next, go. Went to lunch, it installed, and we came back, and it was just sitting at a login prompt, which worked exactly. I actually thought that it would screw up during the installation because I thought the CD would go back into the machine when the system kicked over, but it actually kept the CD out, so that was kind of neat. Anyway, we put the machine just behind some old desk or whatever, and we accessed it over the web interface because you're supposed to use the web interface. And then I immediately changed all the default passwords, and it tells you, you know, change the default MySQL password, change the default this admin password, and all that. And then I went ahead and set up extensions for his SIP phones that we put on the network before we left, and I had an extension that would call his cell phone over his apartment line, his house line. And I explained everything to him as I was doing it, and it was fairly simple. He picked it up rather quickly. It's not that hard. I mean, there's a button that says add extension. That adds new extensions. It's a fairly easy concept to master. And the nice thing is, if there's an option you don't understand, you can just hover the mouse over a little link next to it, and it gives you like a paragraph or two of text on what it does. So he was able to go ahead and set up the time conditions that he wanted all by himself. And I showed him how to add on hold music because that's a little confusing. The only thing that he couldn't figure out, which was because he wasn't paying attention and didn't read the little box, is that, well, no, it was kind of a weird problem. When the system got a call, and it was within the right time condition and all that jazz, it would call both his cell phone and ring the phones in his house. Only as soon as the connection was established on his cell phone, it would assume that line was picked up and connect the call to his cell phone. But the cell phone was actually just ringing. It wasn't actually picked up yet. So we ended up checking this little tiny box that says, well, it's a normal size box, but he's glossed over it. It says like confirm call or something. And what it does is it makes you have to press 1 on the cell phone before it connects the call, which solved this problem completely. It only took like 5 minutes for me to point out the button. So more or less we had the system up and running in like, I don't know, 20 minutes if you don't count the time that it was installing while we were at lunch. And it was a fairly slow system too, but it worked out fine because he only had like 2 lines. Well, not only, that's a decent amount of lines, but you know. It's a very easy system to teach people, and it's very easy to set up and deploy. It's also constantly in development by the company that uses the system to run on their little small business appliance machine, because that's how the company makes their money. They sell their appliance and their asterisk thing on their appliance. They're literally their hardware appliance. And I guess they're targeted small businesses or whatever. It looks cool. I'd like to have one, but not for that price. And you can deploy it anywhere. My grandma has one because she's elite. Well, no. She's had the same phone number for 30 years and gets such an amazing amount of telemarketing calls that I ended up putting an asterisk box there, or a Trix box or whatever. It goes ahead and it filters out most telemarketing calls. It works pretty well. And she can check the voicemail from any phone in her house. She likes that. That's very easy. Just to pick up the phone, hit star, and enter your code real quick, and it goes. She gets that concept. And when they're on vacation, because they go on vacation a lot because they're old and have nothing else to do, and they have a ridiculous amount of money. So whenever they leave on vacation, they can just enter in the star code that I set up for them and type in the number where they want the calls to be forwarded, and they can check their messages from wherever they are on the planet. I think they went to Egypt last, which was kind of cool. You know, so on and so forth. If you want to check it out, and you probably should if you need a simple PBX system and don't want to run Asterisk for whatever reason, even though you should really be running Asterisk, because it's much more powerful. You can find it at trixbox.org, T-R-I-X, trixbox.org. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at drakeanubis@gmail.com. If you have any problems, you should probably check out their form that they have, which is constantly updated by a decent amount of people, quite a lot, actually. And, yeah. Okay. See you.